When I was in the UK, I met a very evolved being. It's quite interesting. And it was probably an hour-long meeting, hour and a half. And he asked me if I had seen ghosts and spirits, and I said no. I said, not gifted that vision. Somehow he was surprised, I don't know why, but anyway. So then he asked me if other people visit the talks, not in body. I said, I don't know, because if I could see them, I would. Now, in fact, I'm happy to share this if it works for people who have experience with seeing. After all, what are spirits and ghosts? You see, it's very simple. Even Nisargadatta Maharaj was asked, is there such a thing? He said, how can we limit consciousness? It would be there in any form, embodied or disembodied. Because after all, this is the grossest sheath, the food body, Annamaya Kosha. There are five sheaths. So at death, it is the food body which drops. But the other sheaths are there, unless one has merged into consciousness. The mind sheath, the intellect sheath. You see, all these sheaths are there, the bliss body. Now, if one is very attached to the material world, material things, very strong impressions, desires, at the moment of death, the physical body drops, but the separation from the source, the person does not want to leave from here. That's all there is. It's not this menacing, scary thing which especially movies tend to drive home. And he told me, he said that he was quite famous in his younger days, actually, you know, and he was on BBC also. They did a series on him. And he said the best thing to do is the words of the Bible, the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same it was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not made anything that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. He said the minute he would recite this, it would merge into the light. It would be released.